USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump defending the weekend airstrikes against Iranian-backed militias in Syria and Iraq. That is, protesters have been storming the embassy in Baghdad after funerals for some of the two dozen militia fighters who were killed in those Sunday airstrikes. Some of those protesters reportedly set fires in entry rooms to the building. President Trump says he'll sign phase one of a trade deal with China on January 15th after he said a few days ago the deal was agreed to but was in the process of just being translated. The final details have not yet been released, but White House officials have said that it will mean China will ramp up purchases of U.S. agricultural goods. And this is USA Radio News.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
After a record-breaking year on Wall Street, it closes with investors taking a little bit of the profit off the table before the change of years. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
As we close out the year 2019, we turn to the stock market, which, if you've checked your 401k, has been on an absolute roll. But profit takers moving in at the end of the year.
The major indexes all suffering small losses yesterday, and currently, just before the hour, the Dow Jones was down by 48 points, the NASDAQ down by nearly 6, the S&P 500 had lost 5. Home prices on the rise. Case-Shiller's U.S. National Home Price Index showing that prices rose 0.1% in October and are up by 3.3% on a year-over-year basis. The NFL's Washington Redskins hiring former Carolina Panthers head coach Ron Rivera to be their head coach. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A man piloting a tour helicopter that crashed in Hawaii last week may have been in over his head. A Honolulu newspaper is reporting that Paul Matero was not certified to fly using only instruments. Experts say if the helicopter ran into bad weather, as they suspect it may have, Matero would have been in trouble because he couldn't see where he was going, and he'd be unable to rely solely on instrument data. A preliminary crash report is expected out next week. Harvard University graduate student teachers ending their strike. They'll be returning to work tomorrow. The work stoppage began December 3rd, and the graduate teachers will return to work without a contract agreement with that school. As the union says, Harvard officials have indicated they expect to reach a deal with the graduate teachers sometime in January. The union says the teachers are holding Harvard officials to that statement. And the iconic Hershey's Kissmobile is headed for retirement. Oh, my goodness, say it isn't so. A Hershey Company spokesperson saying that they may be discontinuing the program at the end of this year due to the vehicle's age and the difficulty they have getting replacement parts for those custom vehicles. And remember, we're online at usaradio.com. We're not going anywhere. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.